it's nice to put a face with a Twitter name or Absolutely. A face with a phone call. And hopefully each year this will get bigger and bigger. And then one day it'll be a big convention and then we'll get everything in for free and we'll have to ever work again, Julian.
Well, I don't know if everybody was aware, but our group, it was listed at the dinner as the Podcasters of America.
Right.
Which was Connor's doing, I might add.
I like it though. Julian's like, yeah, we have a reservation. It's under the Podcasters of America. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, we got you. I kind of felt official. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, I'm part of something. When people start asking me, like, on applications, are you part of any organizations or communities? Yeah, I'm part of the Podcasting of America community.
The Podcasters of America.
We have a union and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The Podcasters of America.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 710 of the BFO for Friday, the 22th of October, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we've got some big news. Oh, Big Freddy, big news. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it's the full moon. It is the full moon. And y'all, it seems like there's something else that's going on today, but I just can't think of what it is. I just don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's the Miss Patrick's contest that Big Fatty's got to be the tally master for tonight. I don't know. But y'all, there is something else that is going on, something big going on today. And y'all, I just cannot think of what it is. It's not the full moon. There's a hootenanny at the coal mine. No, that's not it. I didn't get a chance to go to the Publix, so it's not that I have a coupon or anything to read to you. I don't know. Big Fatty, it is that Beaver's nuptial wedding day. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Lord, what a beautiful bride. Or is she the groom? I don't know. But y'all, I don't know if it's going to actually take place or not. So y'all, if it didn't take place, boy, is that going to be uncomfortable for Big Fatty for playing that music. I just don't know. But you know, I have a feeling that Beaver has loaded up her pickup truck and moved all of her plaid shirts in with her betrothed. Big Fatty, will they be consummating the marriage tonight? I hope so. And y'all, it is my understanding that for potpourri in their wedding love chamber, they are just going to open cans of tuna. Oh, Lord. But Kim Beaver, regardless of what happens on this full moon Friday, just know that we all love ya. Yes, Big Fatty, we all love that Kim Beaver. So, y'all, you heard, and by the way, and I, Kim, when I sent out the congratulations, I send them out on behalf of the Podcasters of America. And not just the Podcasters of America, the worldwide podcasting network. Yes, Big Fatty, because, you know, there are podcasters that are in Mexico, and in the future and all, and So, anyway, yes, McCready, move forward. Y'all, that was the Ginger Bro and the Albino at the beginning of today's show. And, y'all, they were talking about the big podcast dilemma that we had last June. Big Freddy, don't you have anything current? Not really. But anyway, y'all, I found it really, really funny that as far as the restaurant knew, we were the podcasters of America. And y'all, I absolutely love that. Now, y'all, I mentioned at the start of today's little show that I had some big news. And y'all, I do. Let's do this.
I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard with the wind in my face. Life is good.
I love
Now, y'all, as you know, Big Fatty is going to the Californias, and y'all, I am going to be out in Southern California from May the 19th, and y'all, I think I'm going to be departing there on the 25th, and then going to the San Francisco Bay Area on the 25th, and I'll be up there until the 31st, I believe. But y'all, I have chosen the California trip. This is the Southern California portion of the trip. This is the update music that I'm going to use for that. Big Fatty, this is going to just be lovely. We love when Big Fatty goes to Hollywood. Yes, yes. Dear Gussie, y'all, that was that is a hootenanny of a song there. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just lovely. Just lovely. Now, y'all, I don't have any specifics yet, but I think I'm going to be in the Anaheim area, and by area, I mean area, and down around the Disney, not the Disney World, the Disneyland, y'all, and that's where they get you. That's where they get you. You know, they've got that powdered frozen lemonade and the $15 parking for your car. They get you. They get you. But, y'all, Miss Wes, when he was out at the G'days, he was scoping out a few places for perhaps where Big Fatty could stay. And, oh, dear Gussie. And he was scoping out some places where we're going to have a meet and greet. Because, y'all, there will be a Southern California meet and greet. And there will be a Northern California Bay Area meet and greet. There'll be two of them on that trip, y'all. And once the dates and times have been set on those, I will get the word out. Because I know there are people out there. I know the Groomer Zig, Melissa, is it Melissa or Melinda? The Confused? It's Big Fatty the Confused? I believe it's Melissa the Confused. The Donna Sugars? Let's see, who else lives in, Mr. B from the Laguna Beaches, the youngest daughter, Nessa, the boys from That's What She Said, y'all, there's that Michael Sage, Mr. 1234 himself, and y'all, I can't think of anybody else, can't think of another soul that lives out in the, Southern California area. I'm sure that's it. And if I've forgotten someone, please, forgive me, and, write to Big Freddy and say, Big Freddy, you forgot me. Oh, dear, gosh, Big Freddy. And maybe Larry the Lurker. Maybe Larry the Lurker will show up. You just never know. Y'all, there is somebody else that lives out there, but I just can't think of who it is. Just can't think of who it is. No, Big Freddy, because you've got other things on the brain.
This just into the BFO Travel Desk. Southwest Airlines We interrupt this news report for a retraction. Big Fatty forgot to mention that That's What She Said was a spinoff of The Foul Monkeys. Announces it begins flights in and out of Charleston March 13th.
Dear God. I say, y'all, that is big news, isn't it? But y'all, the Southwest Airlines has, they said that they were coming to Charleston. And y'all, this is lovely because, you know, they are a discount air carrier. And when the discount air carriers come in, then the big boys have to lower their prices. And then all of a sudden, we turn to those airlines and we say, we gotcha. That's how we get you. That's how we get you. And y'all, the 13th of March, 2011, is going to be the first day that you can fly direct into Charleston. And y'all, there are going to be, I believe they said that there were going to be 7 flights a day from 4 different locations. And y'all, some of you might want to mark this down. So y'all, I'm just going to give you just a second to go and get your pencil, because that's how you're going to get it, is to have your pencil. Now, y'all, they made the announcement on Hump Day, and y'all, it says that y'all, that is a minute steak and a focaccia roll. It was sort of a little minute steak sandwich. But y'all, it says Southwest will offer 7 daily nonstop flights to faux cities. Beginning March the 13th, there'll be 3 flights daily to the Baltimore, Washington area. I know that Stevie B will be all excited about that. And maybe Jay the Haunt Cub. Y'all, there will be 2 flights daily, nonstop flights daily to the Chicago's. I know Miss Lauren and all of the boys up there with Omar, Jimmy, and all of them up there, you know, y'all, they'll be flying to Charleston before you know it. Before you know it. Y'all, there'll be a single, nonstop, a single nonstop flight daily to Nashville, Tennessee, and, a single nonstop flight, every day to Houston, Texas. Now, y'all, Houston is down there, in Texas, and, and y'all, that is Houston is not the slightest bit close to Dallas, but it's a lot closer to Dallas than it is to Charleston. And maybe that Bjorn or Joe in Dallas or Perfetti. Oh no, he's in Austin. Never mind. and that Tasty Diane, she's down there too. Yes, Perfetti. But y'all, here are some of the price comparisons. Cost comparisons of the lowest one-way fares available before and after Wednesday's announcement by Southwest. And y'all, these fares do not go into effect until the 13th of March. So if you are planning travel before the 13th, plan for them to get you, because they're going to get every last nickel out of you until they can. But y'all, the other airlines are matching it. Y'all, the currently a one-way fare to Baltimore, Washington is $161. Y'all, it'll drop to $59. $59! For Nashville, it's $228, dropping to $59. To the Chicago's, it's $219, dropping to $99 one way. And y'all, to Houston, it's $131, dropping to $99. Y'all, this is excellent news. And y'all, they made a statement that once Southwest goes into a city, the number of cities that once they've gone into a city, the number of cities they've later gone back and pulled out of. Y'all, can you guess how many that is? So they've gone in, and then they decided later on, we're leaving. You know how many times they've said that? Zero. Absolutely zero, y'all. So, y'all, I think they're here to stay. But, y'all, I think they have weird boarding practices and all that. But, y'all, for $59, they can do a strip search or a puppet show as far as a big fat is concerned. Breh, Fatty, you had to go there, didn't you? You just had to go. Well, it is the full moon, y'all. It is the full moon. And, you know, probably the last place on Earth that Big Fatty would like to be on a full moon is in the middle of a bunch of redwood trees. Because, y'all, you just never know. You never know when those things are going to start blowing around and the evil spirits, y'all, especially during the harvest. During the harvest, it's the harvest full moon. And, y'all, you know there's going to be some kind of scary something up there in those woods. So, y'all, if you're around redwood trees at all over the next 10 days or so, please be afraid, because the horrifying things are going to be out. I just know it. I feel it. I feel it in my bones, y'all. Y'all, I'm going to go back over here to some of these pictures again that David in Denver of Brian and David that they sent to Big Fatty. And, y'all, there was several of them that I thought were really cute. Y'all, there's a sign that says erection in progress. Ah! Big Fatty! Y'all, speaking of an erection in progress, the gentleman caller that Big Fatty had some inappropriate touching with last Friday night at the lockup, y'all, he just left the Fat Cave not more than 20 minutes ago. And, y'all, he says, Big Fatty, I will be back. And I said, yes, bring it on. y'all, there's some sort of Mexican sign here. It looks like some sort of Mexican. Perhaps Yoshi or Nancy in Japan can read this for me. And, y'all, I forgot. Yoshi and Nancy in Japan. Y'all, Japan is just right there at Southern California. Y'all, I wouldn't be surprised to see them fly over and come meet Big Fatty. But, y'all, it says in the Mexican, it says, dying right here is strictly prohibited. Ah! Big Fatty. Y'all, and then there's a dog. No, what is this? This is like a toaster oven, y'all, with a picture of a dog on the front of it, and it's called Cooking My Dog. And that, Big Fatty, nobody, that's at a Chinese restaurant. They have dog. Y'all, then there's some sort of toy here that says it says wash my hand 30 degrees centigrade, no chlorine, do not ring or put in coleslaw. So, y'all, if you get this plush toy, do not place it in your coleslaw, because it is strictly forbidden. Then there is another Japanese Mexican restaurant. Y'all, it says the big dump in vegetable and fork. Y'all, I had no idea that the big dump came in vegetable and fork. So, y'all, speaking of the big dump, y'all, on, I don't know what it was, but it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday. It may have been Wednesday. It may have been hump day. Y'all, Big Fatty really, really, really overfibered. Y'all, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I had three gigantic dumps on Wednesday. Y'all, you would have sworn that I was on the landing, standing on the landing of a mansion in Walnut Hills. There was so much shit all over the floor. Y'all, the last thing I'm gonna read here is where is that thing? Oh, here it is right now. Y'all, it is a compact disc case. It says holds 24 compact discs, and then underneath it says the unit automatically becomes portable when carried. So, y'all, there you have it. And, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope the full moon brings you all the good horror. And I hope you'll join the
Podcasters of America.
Happy honeymoon, Kimber Beaver.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.